following presentation is a production of WLWStudios.com.
In the quiet town of Sunrise, Maine, a killer is on the loose. A reward has been offered to 10 ordinary people. They have been sent to Sunrise to play the killer's twisted game.
Welcome to Sunrise.
They must enter the mind of a killer and solve the mystery before they are eliminated, one by one.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the soon-to-be Patreon-exclusive Midnight Jury in Small Town X, and we will explain all of that to you in this, which is the pilot episode, before we do 8 episodes for this series. And with me, Calvin Brody and Tony Broccadetta. How you guys doing today?
Hey, how's it going?
Honestly, I'm excited to be back. It's been, what, almost 2 years since I've appeared on the jury?
Yeah, actually, I looked it up the other day. I forget what episode I saw that it was, and I was like, wow, Tony hasn't actually, it seems like it's been 6 months to a year, but really, like, it's been since, I mean, before COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds about right.
And COVID just extended that out so far. It's crazy how long it's been.
What was the last episode that you did with us, Tony? Off the top of your head. I know it was, you did Cruel Intentions and Reservoir Dogs, but was it past that? Was Karate Kid past that? I don't even remember.
Karate Kid was earlier than that. I want to say maybe Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Lost Boys and what was that? And Willow, I think, was in that.
Oh,
was in that
group. Tony did not like that Willow. Grouping.
No, he didn't. No, I certainly, and I still don't, and I never, ever will.
All right.
Go listen to that episode if you want to hear us get into a nice little fight about a dog shit movie that they liked way too much.
No, I don't think I like
it. Hey, hold on, Highlander.
No, hold on. Time out. Time out. Hold on. I don't think me and Cal were super into the movie. We were just shocked at how much you hated it. I don't think we were like, oh, Willow, B. I think we were lower than that.
I think if anyone out there that's watching liked Willow, ball up your fist and punch yourself in the dick. Because if you're going to be in that much pain, you should at least do it to yourself.
All right. Let's just explain to our audience what this show is going to be. It's called, well, the show here on WLW Studios and soon the Patreon is called Midnight Jury in Small Town X. But Tony, why don't you tell the audience why it's called Midnight Jury in Small Town X. What are we playing off of? What are we planning on reviewing?
So 20 years ago,
exactly,
when we were lads, just in time for the 20-year anniversary, a summer replacement show came on for 8 episodes. And it was a reality TV show about a murder in Small Town X. And it was actually a pretty ambitious project. Basically, the production people behind the show rented out a small town for a few weeks to shoot it, kicked out all the residents, and replaced everyone in the town with actors. So that the people that were on the show trying to figure out who the murderer was, anybody they talked to in town when they were going around trying to figure out suspects or interview people were all actors.
And from what I remember, I'll tell you, I do have some information and I'll tell you how I got it. But from what I do remember, the town they rented out was maybe island or a peninsula. And so they were able to cut it off from the outside world quite easily. And like you said, every single person in that town, like they slept in that town. They went out to eat in that town and you could go into restaurants. You could go into a doctor's office. You could go to the gas station, and every single person was an actor who was briefed on what they should know and what they shouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's, to me, the idea behind it really excited me for the show, because that's a tremendous undertaking.
Oh, yeah.
To basically kick out the populace of an entire small town and bring in... I can't imagine what the payroll for that show must have been. Because if you have a speaking role as an actor, you get paid more. Like, if ever you see, like, big group scenes or party scenes in movies or TV shows, there's a reason why most of the people don't say anything and they're just in the background. Because as soon as you say even a word, you're getting paid more.
And I think you could join. I think you could join. What is it? The Actors Guild. As soon as you have a speaking role, as soon as you have a speaking role in a film, or a TV show, you can now join the Screen Actors Guild, whatever it is.
Yeah. So, like, an entire town full of speaking role extras. Like, the planning behind this must have been tremendous. I was actually almost surprised that the show didn't take off and get more notoriety than it did, just based on the undertaking of the idea behind what these people tried to do to set up the show to have it actually function.
I think personally,
like, it's a tremendous idea.
I think personally, if they did it today, I think it would take off way more, and it's only because this was done at the infancy of the internet. This was right after Blair Witch. So when we originally watched it, I don't know if I've told you this, Cal, but Tony would come over sometime after the show was over, and we would sit in my driveway in his car, and I would have printed out from the website, because the website you could go on, and it was kind of like Blair Witchy, because it played everything in kayfabe. So it had dossiers and like who were the suspects at the time and all this stuff. And I would print it out and we'd go out and sit in the car and we would like go over, you know, like what we think is going to happen. And basically what we're going to do in this. So basically what we're going to do in this podcast, although I won't have the printed out dossiers. That's something. But back then summer shows, people went out and did things. This was still when I talk about the last old school generation, I kind of always look at it as the end of the Attitude Era, and the end from the 80s to the end of the Attitude Era, or 9/11. I hate to use 9/11, but I think 9/11 changed a lot of things. And so that's when like just innocence and everything was gone. And all of a sudden, everything forward was in everybody's face. Reality. Everything became reality TV. I think back then, when it was summer, you were going out to the park. And you were going to go watch fireworks. And you were going to go to a barbecue. And you were going to... I think that's less likely today with all the screens that people have in their faces. You know, people are like, I'll sit at home and watch a barbecue.
Yeah, technology was a lot less prevalent. Like, there weren't smartphones and stuff like that back then.
Yeah, it's not like when we went out to your car, we could look at it up on our phones or anything like that. I had to literally print it out on a printer and bring it out, because the only phones we would have had would have been just if it would have been those old dial phones just with like a green screen, or like a Nextel.
Like the Nokia, yeah. Nokia slab phone, something like
yes.
That looked like you could play Snake on.
Phones.
Now let me ask. Now let me let Cal talk now, because I wanted everyone. Me and Tony watched this live. We were really into the show and all of this stuff. Cal, what are you taking from this? Like, do you think it would have worked better then or now? Obviously, it didn't work too good then. But what about the premise? Like, if you had never heard about it from us, and all of a sudden a TV show came out with this premise, would it interest you?
I think if I stumbled across it, I think I would find it interesting, but. At the same time, I mean, the whole premise of it, while impressive, certainly, of taking over a town with actors, is I feel like you would lose that something, that vibe of people who have legitimately lived in a town their whole lives. Like, so if you replaced, let's say, everyone in your town where you and Sydney live with actors, there's you wouldn't even necessarily be able to quantify it, but you would know that something felt off, something felt rehearsed, or something, you know, everything seems a little too cut and dry, a little too convenient. And I feel like that could end up working against it. Now, if it was something where, like with Lord of the Rings, let's say,
what I want to say is though. It's almost to me like a larger scale version of the murder mystery parties you would go to at where everyone's an actor in a mansion. And those seem to be very enjoyable to people. And this is just that on a bigger scale. And you could also play it off that the reason everything is weird is because there's a weird murderer in the town. Like, something's going on. There's something creepy about this town. So I don't know, but go on, go on.
No, but I mean, I think it may have been, say, be more realistic, and something where even you could have taken it outside of TV and you could end up having something like the Murder in Small Town X experience where you can go on vacation or something like that. What's up, Tony?
I just wanted to feel like the Miz for a second, because when my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut.
I'm putting my hand up to tell Tony that no one watches wrestling anymore.
I actually still do, believe it or not.
I know you do.
I started like 2 months ago.
You should call Joey Mandela. I know he probably still watches.
It's popular again. People like it again because CM Punk came back. So now you're allowed to go like wrestling
like
again.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Pop the ratings for 1 week and they disappeared. Yeah.
So what I was saying is I think it would have made it a bit easier, perhaps added more realism, if maybe they had just like, you know, like Lord of the Rings, like they just built a small town, a little like village, and you play out that whole thing, but now you're not dealing with it with an already established location, you know, and I feel like having that it be a real place, just replaced by actors as opposed to a fake place also populated by actors. And I feel like there's just enough of a difference between the two that one would feel incorrect, whereas the other wouldn't necessarily.
Well, I am fully prepared for this to be so much more terrible than I remember it. I remember it being like, I felt like it was so cool, but I'm ready for the worst acting on the planet.
Broke.
Yeah, I'm ready, but I'm ready for it to be bad. I really am. I am expecting it to be bad. But let me explain to you guys how I got
what
some info.
That you say? A murder here in small town X.
Here's what I did to get some information. This is a little spoiler for everyone who wants to join along. Don't just look up Murder in Small Town X and go to look for the Wikipedia, because at the very beginning of the description of like something, it says, I saw something where it is just the murderer. And I stopped looking and turned my phone to Sydney, my wife, and said, is there a spoiler there? And she's like looking at it. She goes, yes, don't look at it. So what I did was I went down Wikipedia with her and screenshotted the stuff that she said there weren't spoilers in, just so we could have some information for this pilot episode. So it says, Murder in Small Town X, oh, this is cool, sometimes abbreviated M-I-S-T-X, but the I is lowercase, so it's like Mystics. So maybe we could start calling like it Mystics as like, you know, like Days of Our Lives is Duel. We could have like...
No,
Big fans of Days of Our Lives.
Is it?
Yeah, big fans of Days of Our Lives call it.
Does anybody actually call it that?
Yes, not only that, but it was depicted in Friends. Joey calls it Duel a bunch of times. Okay, so it says this was an American.
I did not watch Friends.
Okay, this was a Murder in Small Town X, not Friends. Is an American reality television series created by George Vashore, Robert Fisher Jr., and Gordon Cassidy, and was hosted. Do you remember a host?
I do not remember a host at all.
Apparently the host is Sergeant Gary Fredo, a California police investigator. So he's clearly in on it too. But I don't remember there being a host. I guess maybe he's the person like when people go up for like elimination or something.
I don't know.
See, I thought people got murdered off the show.
I don't remember a host at all. That just blew my mind.
Do you know if people got murdered off the show, like they were taken off and it was like they were murdered, quote unquote, or they were eliminated? Do you remember that?
They were murdered.
Are you sure?
I remember additional murders occurring during the course of the show.
Correct, but I think those are townspeople, not contestants. Why are you laughing, Cal?
Because this show sounds so stupid. This show sounds so stupid. It's going to be hilarious.
It's going to be amazing.
I think it's going to be good.
Because if it does turn out to be absolute trash, you can laugh at how Mike and I spent 8 weeks of our lives totally engrossed in this thing, poring over dossiers for hours.
Yep. Yep.
Discussing murder scenarios.
The original release.
Was this a Fox show?
Yes.
Of course it was.
Yes.
They'll put anything on Fox.
Murder or Magic Tricks Revealed by the guy in the mask probably came on right after it. Remember that? So this was
fantastic.
So this was released July. The original release was from July 24th to September 4th, 2001. So the final, this is how lame Tony and I are. 3 days. Oh no, never mind. It was right before. I was thinking September 1st. I was going to say 3 days after the 9/11 attacks. We were sitting there like probably waiting for Murder in Small Town X to finish up. But no, it literally finished up 7 days before the world changed. So this is one of the latest things of what I call the last old school generation that you're going to find is Murder in Small Town X. And then I'm just reading what it says here. Although classified.
That literally was a summer. It was a summer show. It ran from the middle of the summer until the beginning of fall.
Yep. Which is usually the place for shows that are going to do nothing. But it says, although classified as a reality television series, given the format's unique nature, it was more accurately described as a hybrid of a reality TV show, game show, and mystery drama. And then the only other thing I have here is what it says for under cancellation. It says the series did not achieve strong ratings and was not reviewed by Fox. The format was sold to the BBC, who made a British version with slight amendments to the rules in 2003 entitled The Murder Game. Ratings were poor and the program was not a critical success. But now I want to see the British one.
I want to see that.
Yeah, we
should. Yeah, can we do that one next?
Yeah,
find it.
I'm thinking if we can find it for free, that we're going to be doing the murder game.
Baza watched it.
Maybe he did. Maybe Baza or Ricky or Harry or any of those guys over there in jolly old England. Maybe they actually watched the murder game. Who knows? What we're going to do is we're going to let the audience know that this episode, obviously, because you're listening to it, and I was going to do a break in this episode, but I don't see the point right now because that's just more editing and stuff that I'm going to have to do. This episode, the pilot episode, and episode one, where you can watch the episode and then join Detective Tony Broccadetta, Detective Calvin Brody, and Detective Midnight Mike as we discuss who we think are going to be the next suspects or the next person to be murdered or whatever the case may be. And episode 2 through 8 will be available exclusively through our Patreon. Now, real quick, what I want you guys to do is when you go and watch that first episode, we've got to figure out, because I didn't want to do any spoilers or anything ahead of this, because if we didn't say it already, Tony and I we've basically told you now what we remember. Actually, I'll tell you what else I remember, and I've talked to Tony about this, but not you, Cal. One of the actors or contestants in the show, and I think it was a actor in the show. You remember in There's Something About Mary when Warren is being bullied in high school, and the guy, I think it's the guy who tells Warren that it's not called a baseball, it's called a wiener. Okay, you know that guy? No, it gets even more obscure. You know that guy?
Yes.
The guy standing next to him who like laughs along and is like, no, man, don't do that or whatever. That guy is in Murder in Small Town X. I'm telling you, I will screenshot it. But I didn't want to do any. Tony and I have no idea. You've pretty much heard everything of our memory. I don't remember contestants' names. I don't remember town people names. I don't remember any of that stuff. And Tony, if you do, tell me. I mean, do you remember anything else? Anything?
I didn't even remember there was a host.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We didn't even remember there's a host to the show. So what we'll do is we'll go into this first episode. We'll watch it. We'll check out the rules. We'll see how contestants are eliminated or how they're going to be eliminated or how they're going to kind of run the show. And then what I'd like to do when we come back for officially episode one is come up with one or two things we can do every single show. So if we all, maybe we all give our top three suspects that week that we think is going to be the overall murderer or whatever. Maybe who do, and then maybe our top three guesses on who's going to win the show overall, like what detective or whatever is going to maybe, but we'll think, I don't know enough about the show. I don't remember enough to be able to come up with those.
Right. Just think what we're going to like quantify.
Exactly. Like to have two little quick segments when we meet each week that tie all the episodes together. Like I said, even while we're recording this, I don't even know how what music I'm going to use or anything. So I'm we're recording this just bare bone, and I'm just going to go in and edit it and release it when we're ready to start releasing this stuff. The last thing I want to bring up is something that I saw when I was I sent you guys the logo for the show that we're doing, Midnight Jury in Small Town X, and I made it look. I looked up the logo on Google so that I could kind of make a logo. And so the first, there's like two separate ones, but both of them kind of involve a lighthouse. And then one had lowercase above uppercase with a big X. I liked that the most, so I used that, and I used the lighthouse and whatever. That's like kind of what I saw, because it's supposed to be a New England town, which I'm really excited about, because when I was looking at that, one of the other pictures was like a plaque. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I clicked on that, and the town they took over, apparently they erected a statue for the show. And it's still in the town, and there's a plaque on it that says this statue was erected for the Fox show Murder in Small Town X or whatever. When we finish this, we've got to go to that, whatever that New England town is.
Road trip.
Yeah, total, oh, yeah. Total road trip. We've got to go to Small Town X. But yeah, if there's anything else anybody wants to say, I want to implore everybody that we're all going into this kind of blind. Everything that we know, that we knew, you now know. So, you know, I would love you guys to play along. Anyone listening, follow us on Twitter at Midnight Jury. I'm at Midnight Mike Show, spelled MIDNITE Mike Show. And Tony Broccadetto over there is at Real Tony Brock on Twitter. So we want people to be involved. So the first, this show and episode one, you could be a part of it for free. And then for only $3 a month, you go over to patreon.com/midnightjury, sign up for the lowest tier it could be, the lowest tier, the $3 tier, sign up for that. And the way I'm going to be doing it, guys, is I am going to be emailing out through Patreon to the active people who donate the link to each episode. So technically those people will be able to share the link, but I will also know if way too many people are listening to the episode than should be. And if that happens, if you try to cheat us and, hey, I'll just tweet it out or whatever, and I know I'll just take it down, and then no one gets it. So don't ruin it for everybody if you're a Patreon subscriber. But that's what the plans are.
We'll turn this car right around. We'll go right back home. Won't be any vacation for anyone.
Say that again.
So we'll turn this car right around and go back home. There won't be any vacation for anyone. What do you think about that?
That empty threat that your dad or mom always used.
That'll end your precious field trip real quick, won't it?
Okay. So that's it. I mean, honestly, anything else from any of you guys? Do you have any final thoughts before we get into this? Cause like I said, chances are when we hang this, hang up, I'm watching that first episode.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah. I'm excited to get started because I do kind of feel like it's probably going to be absolutely atrocious.
I agree.
And I'm going to laugh at 20 years ago me for being so engrossed in it if it's terrible.
Well, I feel like it could be a situation where you're not supposed to like meet your idol, like an actor or an athlete, because they're going to end up disappointing you and being a piece of shit. I feel like this show is just so mythic to us at this point that we've built it up to be like, oh, remember Murder in Small Town X? And it is going to be the shittiest crap. But wow. But like Cal said, that could add to so much more fun.
Yeah, for current day us reviewing it now, it would make it better if it was absolute gutter trash.
It's so funny to hear you guys be like, and you know, it's reached such an epic scope with us. I haven't heard either of you ever mention this show ever in the 2 decades that I've known you.
I bet you
it's
have
never been brought up conversation.
I bet you have, because honestly, I would say in the 20 years since
we've
had a lengthy conversation about it in those 20 years, 5 to 10 times in 20 years where we reminisce.
Yeah. See, you have to realize that when we're around each other, we're very rarely sober.
That's true too.
Still, I feel like I'd remember it. Are talking about it. Then I don't. I am almost positive I've never heard of this show ever before.
Well, that makes sense.
But the one last thing.
I said that makes sense because if in 20 years, let's say we talked about it 7 times, most of the time it would probably be when me and Tony are reminiscing, and if someone's there, they would hear it. So what are the, you know, there's a very slim chance in those 7 days in 20 years that you were actually sitting there when we talked about it. But
true.
In our world, it definitely became this mythic thing, like, oh, remember? And then literally we did, that's exactly how this came up. Because Tony and I were talking, remember murder? And then we were like,
we talked about it.
Yeah. We were like, let's do a show. Like, we don't remember shit. Let's do a show where people can solve the murder mystery with us. Like, be a part of it. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
We want to get other people to watch it, because I'm pretty sure me and Mike are the only two people that watch this fucking show.
Yeah, I think their Nielsen rating showed 2. Not 2 million. It literally showed 2 televisions, 2 households were watching it. So.
And we're both right here.
Like the contestants didn't even watch it. They were like, this show sucks.
Now, one last thing I will say is I give Dr. Ocho a lot of credit for doing this on the live show. This Skyping makes me want to kill myself. This is ridiculous. I hate this.
And this is why we don't do it for the regular show. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I am Midnight Mike Norenganger.
I'm your best pal, Calvin Brody.
The man, the myth, the mouth, Tony Broccadetta.
And the next time you hear us, I hope you're joining the Midnight Jury in Small Town X.